KJAN Sports.
Time now for Check the Sports. Good morning, I'm Brett Johnson. In high school baseball results from last night, it was the Atlantic Trojans beating Denison Schleswig 10-6 last night as they won in 10 innings. It was Clarinda over Creston 7-6 in a game that went just 6 innings before it was suspended. Corning was over Bedford 17-6. Council Bluffs Abraham Lincoln beat Sioux City North 13-4. Council Bluffs St. Albert beat Missouri Valley 15-0 in 5 innings as Tucker Kuhljat had a grand slam and Trey Bowman pitched a one-hitter to lead the Falcons in that game. Dallas Center Grimes beat Boone 11-1. Des Moines Christian won a close game over Guthrie Center 2-1. It was Earlham over Coon Rapids Bayard 8-5. Lenox beat Nottoway Valley 2-1 in a game that was suspended in the 7th inning. Lewis Central beat Harlan 5-2. It was Logan Magnolia over Arweva 11-0. Mount Air was a 12-1 winner over East Union. Orient Maxburg beat East Green 4-3. Sioux City North was a 7-1 winner over Council Bluffs Abraham Lincoln. Trainer beat Boyer Valley 21-3, and Austin Eckrick struck out 11 batters in a complete game to help Trainer beat, or actually Tri-Center beat Fremont Mills 9-2, as also in that game, Scott Manhart went 1-for-2 with a home run and 2 RBIs. And Walnut won a low-scoring game with Iowa Christian 1-0, as Derek Fromm gave up 1 hit and struck out 13 batters in 7 innings of work, and Ty Junk and Austin Stevens provided the offense as each had 2 hits to lead Walnut. In softball scores last night, it was Cam over Glenn Ralston 3-2, Creston beat Clarinda 3-0, as Madison Frayne won her 100th career game, as Des Moines Christian beat Guthrie Center 16-1 in the first game of a doubleheader, while Des Moines Christian won the second game of the doubleheader as well by a score of 11-1 over Guthrie Center. It was Essex over Villisca 13-3. Fremont Mills beat Underwood 3-1, as Fremont Mills' pitcher Mindy Lorimore was another 100-game winner, as she won, her 100th career game. Missouri Valley beat Kemper Catholic 13-1. Maggie Holly pitched a four-hitter with 4 strikeouts and added a couple of hits at the plate, and Rachel Hausch had 2 hits and 4 RBI for the Lady Reds in that game. It was Nottoway Valley over Lennox 12-2. Stanton beat Sydney by a score of 11-0. It was Westwood over Whiting 9-4. And Winterset was a 7-1 winner over Perry. Well, the new state baseball rankings have been released. We're in Class 4A. Southeast Polk checks in at number 1, while we have just one area team ranked among the top 10 in Class 4A, and that's Lewis Central, who comes in at number 10. In Class 3A, it's Salone being ranked at number 1, while area teams ranked among the top 10 in Class 3A have Glenwood at number 3 and MOC Floyd Valley at number 7. In Class 2A, it's Logan Magnolia checking in at the number 1 seed as Kemper Catholic for area teams checks in at 3rd with Trainer at number 8. In Class 1A, Martinsdale St. Mary's is number 1, while the area teams ranked include just Coon Rapids Bayard, who comes in ranked at number 7. Iowa State assistant wrestling coach Eric Volker is resigning to pursue a career in the ministry. Volker, a former 2-time NCAA champion for the Cyclones at 190 pounds, joined coach Kevin Jackson's staff last fall. Volker says he's been moving towards a full-time career in the ministry for years. He is joining the staff at the Lutheran Church in Hope in West Des Moines, as Volker was a 3-time NCAA champion with the Cyclones from 1987 to 1989. The roommate of former Iowa football star Darrell Johnson Koulianos has been placed on probation for 3 years, as police say marijuana, cocaine, prescription drugs, and a large quantity of money was found December 7th at the apartment where 21-year-old Brady Johnson and also Johnson Koulianos lived. After a plea deal, Brady Johnson pled guilty last month to a controlled substance violation and permitting use of a controlled substance. The state recommended on Tuesday that Brady Johnson's case be deferred for 3 years because he has an undergraduate substance abuse treatment, has a limited criminal history, and is currently employed. Johnson Koulianos, meanwhile, pled guilty to marijuana possession as he was granted a deferred judgment and received a year's probation. Hockey news, Roberto Luongo and the Vancouver Canucks have staggered home for the last time this season, exhausted and battered after one last Boston beatdown in Boston. The Canucks are still ready to reap their reward for grinding out the NHL's best regular season record as they get to play Game 7 of the Stanley Cup Finals at home, an advantage that has meant more than anybody expected during this season. Vancouver hosts Boston tonight in both teams' 107th game this season. The Canucks hope to win their first Stanley Cup, while Boston is close to ending a 39-year Stanley Cup drought. The home team has won every game in this otherwise unpredictable finals. While the Bruins blew out Vancouver by a combined 17-3, the Vancouver Canucks eked out 3 1-goal victories when the games were played in Vancouver. Talking about Ohio State and its scandal-ridden football program has become part of the program whenever David Leidy and John Diebler work out for NBA teams these days. The headquarters of the New Jersey Nets was the latest stop for those two Buckeye basketball players Tuesday, and it was obvious the scandal has come up repeatedly after the seniors showcased their talents for next year's draft. Leidy appeared to laugh under his breath when the first Ohio State question was posed, and Diebler admitted he probably has heard at least one Ohio State joke at each of his 8 NBA workouts. NBA Commissioner David Stern, Players Association Executive Director Billy Hunter, and members of their staffs have met, and there are more discussions planned for later this week. An NBA spokesperson would not disclose what was discussed on Tuesday, as a full round of negotiations is scheduled for Friday and will include the league's Labor Relations Committee and the union's Executive Committee. The owners and players are negotiating a new collective bargaining agreement to replace the deal that expired on June 30th. The sides met 3 times during the NBA Finals, and they remain far apart, creating fear that there will be a lockout on July 1st. Baseball news, the Chicago Cubs have activated outfielder Reed Johnson from the 15-day disabled list and promoted right-hander Chris Carpenter from AA Tennessee. Of course, not to be concerned with the Cardinals' Chris Carpenter. Johnson, who had been sidelined with back spasms, was in center field for Tuesday night's game with the Milwaukee Brewers. Outfielder Tyler Colvin and right-hander Casey Coleman were sent to AAA Iowa to make room on their roster. Colvin hit 105 with 2 homers and 8 RBI in 38 games with the Cubs, and Coleman was 2-4 with a 7.78 ERA in 10 appearances, including 8 starts. Johnson was placed on the DL on May 29th, retroactive to May 26th, as he was 0-6 with 2 rehab games in Iowa. And just as Joe Mauer and Tsuyoshi Nishioka are closer to returning to the Minnesota Twins, Justin Morneau is headed back to the disabled list. The Twins placed their first baseman on the shelf on Tuesday night with a strained left wrist. As general manager Bill Smith says, Morneau's wrist will be immobilized for about 10 days, but the team did not anticipate an extended stay on the DL for Morneau. Defending Wimbledon champion Serena Williams has been seeded number 8 for this year's tournament. Williams returned to action on Tuesday after being out because of an injury since winning her 13th Grand Slam at the All England Club last July, and she has dropped number 26 in the WTA rankings. But her high seeding means she will avoid other top-seeded players along their later rounds, as Caroline Wozniacki was seeded number 1, followed by Kim Clijsters, Vera Zivanora, and French Open champion Li Na. Venus Williams was seeded number 24. On the men's side, defending champion Rafael Nadal was seeded number 1, followed by Novak Djokovic and Roger Federer and Andy Murray. In Major League Baseball scores from last night in the National League, it was Philadelphia beating Florida 9-1, the New York Mets beat Atlanta 4-3, the Cubs beat Milwaukee in 10 innings by a score of 5-4, Pittsburgh was a 1-0 winner over Houston, Colorado beat the Padres 6-3, the Diamondbacks lost to the Giants 6-5, and the Cincinnati Reds beat the LA Dodgers 3-2 in a close game. Also, the St. Louis Cardinals, they had a rough game last night. They lost to the Washington Nationals 8-6, but they will play again tonight, and we do have coverage of that game tonight on the radio with the Cardinals and the Nationals as pregame coverage tonight gets underway at 5:10. In the American League last night, it was Detroit over Cleveland 4-0. The Yankees beat the Rangers 12-4. Toronto beat Baltimore 6-5 in 11 innings. It was the Tampa Bay Rays over Boston 4-0. Kansas City beat Oakland 7-4, and the LA Angels shut out Seattle 4-0. Pacific Coast League baseball action from last night, it was the Iowa Cubs beating Omaha 11-5, as they will play again tonight in Omaha, as first pitch will be at 7:05. That's sports on KJAN. I'm Brett Johnson with KJAN Sports.